is a snappy summary of the news, a weekly digest of the latest events and happenings at home and abroad. I'm your host, Raj Bigsby, and this is your Retrotone News Minute. Greetings, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the burgers in Blunderville. Let's get on the bubble. In fake news, well, I'll be jiggered. ABC really screwed the pooch this time. Sunday's lead story blew up after the network mistakenly aired footage of a Kentucky shooting range in lieu of the Turkish bombing in Syria. Twice! That's right, folks. ABC reporters are under fire after playing a video from a West Point, Kentucky gun range. Viewers came out guns blazing on Twitter, and World News Tonight and Good Morning America retracted the video, tweeting out apologies for the error. ABC? We just might have to rename it Fake BC. And speaking of fake, in fake food, Frankenswine's monster. Can the McRib survive another year? The Ringer reports last week marked the now annual return of McDonald's unholy barbecued flavored sandwich, which sparked the limited edition food craze. Nearly four decades later, it may be facing extinction. The global pork market is facing disaster with African swine fever, a viral disease with a 100% fatality rate among pigs, has spread to more than 25 countries in Europe, Africa, and Asia in the past year. ASF hasn't reached the United States, but if it does, estimates put the damage at more than 4 billion. China, by far the largest pig-producing country in the world, is estimated to have lost roughly half of its swine population to the outbreak. There's talk of China raising pigs to the size of polar bears to combat the domestic decline. That's right, folks. Polar bears. North Korea has officially reported only one instance of ASF, but unofficial internal reports suggest an apocalyptic collapse in stock. Meanwhile, the McRib is back, baby! Nom 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 nom. And now, a word from our sponsors. Welcome back, folks. In entertainment news, talk about chasing the clouds away. The makers of the most popular kids program of all time, Sesame Street, have created a character to help address the widespread opiate crisis. Turns out, the new character's mother is battling addiction. Some feel Sesame Street is taking their community cause too far. I say horse pucky. Someone needs to get real with the kiddos. Sesame Workshop reports that 1 in 8 children under age 11 in the United States lives with a parent who has a substance abuse disorder. 1 in 8! And that number doesn't even count kids who aren't living with an addicted parent because of separation, divorce, death, or incarceration. Leave it to the puppeteers to take on the difficult subjects. Hats off, Muppets! In music news, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2020 nominees have been announced. This coming year's crop of nominees includes late music icons Whitney Houston and Notorious B.I.G., as well as Depeche Mode, Soundgarden, T-Rex, and Pat Benatar. Hit me with your best shot! loves me some Pat Benatar. The 2020 inductees will officially be announced in January, with the ceremony holding court at the landmark public auditorium in the city of Cleveland, Ohio, on May 2nd, 2020, where rock and roll was given its name by my dear friend and disc jockey of the day, James Allen Free. Of the guys and dolls included in this year's list, nine are first-time nominees. Who will make the cut? For a complete list of nominees, check out the show notes on evergreenpodcast.com. And now, for the hip to the hop with Bigsby's Beat of the Week.
Oh, check it out.
And you can't, and you won't. You don't stop. This one's for all the ladies in the house with style and grace. One of my guilty pleasures packs a punch. The end to the B.I.G. brings an iconic founders of the trade. Here's a little ditty, Big Papa, to get you right for a little gin and juice with notorious B.I.G. S.B.Y.
Peace.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player. You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
Brothers and sisters, that's one for the Republic. And I'm your host, Raj Bigsby. And this has been news from Retrotone, a service of Evergreen Podcasts. Until next time, stay clear of Frankenfoods. Yee-haw! Hashtag Raj Bigsby.
This is the producer of Retrotone News, and I have B.I.G. news. Big news. Raj Bigsby will be reporting the news live at Pod Discovery, a podcast festival next week, Wednesday, October 23rd at Rheingeist Brewery in Cincinnati, Ohio. Raj hopes to see you there.